Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
Mark chapter 5. I want to try to be mindful of the night of the Lord, but I don't want to overstay my welcome, so to speak. I'll give you these truths that I hope and pray they'll be a help and a blessing to you. Mark chapter 5, and we'll read a few verses tonight, and then we'll ask the Lord's blessings upon the service again. And they came over into the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been oft bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. And he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh in the mountains, unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place to the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it into the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him, and he was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him and that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devils prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And we know the man left and went throughout Decapolis and broadcasted all that God had done unto him. I want to look tonight for a quick little thought on some problems and pigs too. This individual, this man, was possessed with devils. To this community in this land of the Gadarenes, he was one that they could not tame. They had, according to this text, they had tried many times to tame this man. They had tried to put fetters and ropes and chains to bind the man down. And this was a man that lived in amongst the cemetery, the tombs, and he would cut himself with these stones. And you can imagine the expression. The man ran naked and screaming all hours of the night. And what terror, what fear he brought upon this town. I'm amazed that as the text explains how critical this particular moment is when Jesus shows up on the shore. These people are faced with a problem. I mean, this man that's possessed with this legion of devils is terrorizing and tormenting this town to the state that they have gone to such extents to maybe get teams of men or posses together to try to capture him and put him in bonds and lock him down, only to discover they would be plucked asunder and broken, and their problem that they was trying to manhandle themselves seemingly got bigger and bigger instead of getting smaller and smaller. And when Jesus comes, he immediately recognizes what the issue is. This man comes to where Jesus is, seeing him afar off, and he bows down to worship the Lord. The demons speak out from the inside of this man and converse with Jesus. It's really amazing to me, the conversation that goes on between Jesus and these devils. They acknowledge him as being Jesus, Son of the Most High God. And then there's a plea as the command is given from the Son of God to come out of the man. And as they hear the command, they cannot resist. They cannot rebel. They have been given an order by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. And as they hear this command, they begin this, continue this conversation as Jesus asks him, what is thy name? He responds, my name is Legion, because we are many. And then they begin to beg and plead. They besought the Lord that he would not send them away out of the country. This is amazing to me. They didn't have a problem leaving the man. The issue they had was leaving this territory, leaving this country. And so we find now, as we look in through this little window into another realm, the spiritual realm, we see some hints and some clues to how things are set up and devised. We know the Bible is clear when it speaks to us there in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, speaking about our problems and the things we face in our day-to-day walk. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, we understand now that the enemy he's not divided. He's very much together. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. Amen. And so everything that he speaks is a lie. And his hierarchy of principalities and powers and rulers and dominions is set up in such a strategic way, and there's so many lies flowing out from them that it is very organized. It is very much in order tonight. And they are diligently working to accomplish their schemes. And so we know, even in the book of Daniel, we find that when Daniel's down there praying on the bank of the river, that the messenger, Gabriel, shows up finally and says, Daniel, God has heard your prayer. I'm a little bit late because I was held up by the prince of Persia, associated with a specific land area. Later on in Daniel, we find about that we learn about the prince of Greece. And so we know that in the hierarchy of Satan's devils and his demonic rule, that there is various levels, and there are some that are given control or power over a certain territory or over a certain area, land, countries. Here in this case, in Mark chapter number 5, you find this this group of devils who call themselves Legion. What's interesting to me is where they're at. They're at a place called the Gadarenes, the land of the Gadarenes. It sets on the other side. It sets on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee, which would have put it on the eastern side or out of Canaan land. Now you remember when Moses and Joshua had led the children of Israel all the way up to the banks of the River Jordan. There were two tribes and a half that chose to stay on the other side of Jordan. One being the tribe of Reuben, the half tribe of Manasseh, and the tribe of Gad. Interesting enough, the tribe of Gad was one that loved livestock and had plenty of it. And so what's interesting here is when we go back to the very roots of Gad and find what was pronounced over him from his father Jacob in Genesis chapter number 49, we find this. He says in verse number 19 of Genesis 49, he says, "Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. A troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last." Did you catch what this group of devils' name was? It said that his name was Legion, for there are many. There were 2,000 swine there, and it appears that these devils could have possibly been a number of 2,000. And their name, Legion, comes from this Roman term, which was a legion of soldiers, a troop, a battalion of soldiers. And so we have now possibly a window to look into this realm and see that this tribe of Gad, this tribe of livestock, we know that it was of the Jewish Levitical law that they was not even allowed to partake in the raising of swine, nor even eating of swine or pork for that matter. And so here is these people that's on this other side of Jordan in the land of Gadarenes, and there they have a large quantity of livestock, and some of that quantity being swine, pork, pigs. And so I'm amazed here now how the enemy uses lies and falsehoods to dominate and control people. We know that this area where Jesus is, when he saves the soul of this one maniac, this one man possessed with the devil, there is such an uproar. There's such an upheaval of people. They come out and they get Jesus to go away, go off the coast. They pray to get out of here. Get out of our land. Go back to where you came from. They wanted nothing to do with Jesus.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you've heard me pray. I just want to thank you, Lord, for always being there.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope and pray it's been a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 2237, Blairsville, Georgia, 30512. Thank you. May God bless you.
Want to thank